Welcome everybody tonight. I want to thank Mike and Sherry last week being the first ones to fill in with Pastor Chris and Heidi on their vacation to Australia. They did a wonderful, wonderful job last week, and it just shows that's a living example of, living example of the transformation power of God if you just submit to His will. And just, it was just incredible listening to their story. I've known them a long time, but I didn't know that. And that's just, I'm even more impressed with you two now than I, we've always been friends, but that was just awesome. So thank you for that. Next week, I believe it's Adam's turn. Adam will be doing this next week, is that right? And then Rob will follow that. And then by that time, Pastor Chris will be back and hopefully refreshed and re-energized and ready to go leading our church service again. This morning, I gave the sermon on that this morning. I didn't want to do the exact same thing. I figured it'd be a lot of you would be here that was here this morning. I knew we have some different faces in that, but I didn't bore the other ones. But then I got thinking, well, if you're talking about Jesus, how can you be bored? So, but I gave Brian a scripture, and actually while I was sitting here thinking, I thought of another scripture that I hadn't got Brian. I'll get to that in a little while. Whenever Brian gets a scripture up, this is a season of Lent, and our stories and our studies and the sermons and discussion is always centered around the events of Lent. From the Last Supper with Jesus up in the upper room and the disciples and the conversations that they had. And it's really hard to imagine how intimate of a time of a supper that was. They're there. Just imagine that. Just being around that table with Jesus and having one-on-one conversations with our Lord and our Savior. That's just incredible to me to just think about being in that environment, in that session. Going on, and then the terrible beating and lashing that Christ took, and the flogging and all that, and then making carry that cross all that way. It's just, I don't know how, without the power of God, he was physically able to do that. I mean, just any normal human being would never have been able to make that trek carrying that cross after being beaten like that and then nailing him to the cross and that. The scripture that we'll have is about that cross and that setting. And as we know, when Christ was up there, there was two other guys that was there too. There was two criminals, one on each side. Don't know a lot about them, their lives. They spent their whole lives probably being bad guys. It's this setting and that. So I want to read this. It comes from Luke, starts chapter 23, verse 29. For indeed the days are coming in which they will say, blessed are the barren. Whoops, this is the wrong scripture here. I need Luke 23, 29. Let me grab my paper. Maybe I gave you the wrong one here, Brian. The scripture I want is, I may have written the wrong one down, but I'll read it from here because I've got it in here. Again, it's that setting where Christ has already been nailed to the cross. He's hanging there on the cross. One of the criminals that hung there hurled insults at him. And this is the conversation between the two people that's hanging on the cross and Christ as they're being crucified. And I must have given you the wrong number here. One of the criminals that hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said, since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. And it's that last part that I want to focus on is what Jesus' answer was, is I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. I want to shift our focus away from, even though it's a season of Lent, we're talking about the cross and the resurrection and that, but I want us to look beyond the cross, past the cross, in the future. You know, what does that future hold for us? You know, what does that cross mean? Christ was sent here to die on the cross so that we might have an opportunity for salvation. But that cross, you know, even though that single event in history changed the future for us and all of mankind, you know, more than any other event in history. But the cross, I want us again to look past that. What is the significance of that? The cross isn't our destination. The cross was the vehicle that God used to get us to our destination. And our destination, Jesus talks about, you know, with the criminal that was on the other cross there, is, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. Paradise is our destination, or heaven. Heaven is our destination. That is what we should be focusing on. You know, that's where, you know, like a sprinter is ready to take off for a race. He's focused on that finish line. That is our finish line. You know, our paradise, our heaven should be our focus. That is what it's all about. When we think about that, there's so many things that can distract us in our life and make that foggy. I read a story, and I know a lot of you have heard about the lady who tried to swim the Catalina Bay, like 21 miles, and then she gave up early. She swam and swam and swam for about 15 hours, and it was foggy and all that. And she just finally, I can't reach the shore, and she gave up. And then to her dismay, she found out she was only about a half a mile away from the shore. And it's like, man, all that work, all that time, all that effort, you know, probably trained for this. And then she was a half mile away, but she couldn't see the shore. And that was her comment when they were interviewing her. She goes, you know, I really feel if I could have only seen the shore, I could have made it. And that is, that shore for us is Jesus. That shore is Jesus and heaven. That's what we have to stay focused on. We can't let things in our life, you know, we have health issues, we have financial issues, we have political unrest, we have civil unrest, we have all of these things that create distractions in our life. And you know, that's the fog. That is what keeps us from focusing on our destination, our true destination, you know, and that is heaven. If we really want to embrace this whole scene there, you know, with Jesus hanging on the cross and looking for that, we want to reach heaven, but we have to have Jesus in our life. You can't get heaven without getting Jesus. You can't get Jesus without heaven. You know, those two are there. God promises us in the last two chapters of Revelation, it describes what paradise will look like. And I won't go through that whole reading of that. But, it, you know, as you read through that, it's just amazing. It's almost unimaginable how awesome heaven is going to be when God comes down and creates the new Jerusalem, the new earth. How magnitude is going to be just unbelievable. It's just going to be so incredible. You know, I talked a little bit about the alternative of going to heaven and keeping on there is, you know, we've got hell to look forward to. You know, what a thing to look forward to. God doesn't want us to want to go to heaven because we're fearing going to hell. He wants us to desire to go to heaven. You know, so we need to have that desire to reach that destination, to reach heaven. You know, and one of the analogies I use was like a lot of them are going on spring break. I know the college is on spring break now. Everybody's making all these plans and all this stuff to do things and, you know, changing their schedules and packing their clothes and getting airline tickets and doing all of this extra work to get to their destination, and that it's because they have a desire to go to Florida, a desire to go wherever they're going to go, desire to go see family and friends when they've got some time off. Well, it's the same thing with heaven. We need to have that desire to go to heaven, and we need to really focus on that and go through all this extra work to make that happen. You know, Jesus did the work for us. So all we have to do is accept it. All we have to do, there's three things that we need to do in order to reach our destination. The first one is we have to accept Christ, we have to repent of our sins and ask for forgiveness. And that means truly recognize that our sinful nature will not get us into heaven. Our sinful nature is what keeps us from attaining our destination. So we have to accept that and realize that we are a fallen people. We are sinful. We're all sinners. And we have to realize that and accept Christ, and we have to ask true forgiveness, for Christ to forgive us. The second thing is we have to believe in him. And that doesn't mean just, yep, I believe Jesus is real. I believe Jesus is there. Satan believes that Jesus is real also. You know, he knows he exists. He encountered him. You know, they done battle. But truly believe in him, and that means committing to him and truly believing that he died for our sins, that he was risen from the dead to conquer death, that he battled Satan and he won, and he will always win, and he will be there, and truly believe that he will be there when we reach our destination. And the third thing is we have to make that commitment. Sometimes that's one of the harder things to do. All this fog that we've got out there, all of our distractions, all of our busy schedules, all of the things, you know, I know myself, there's a lot of things as I was trying to prepare this and putting notes together, you know, to talk about heaven and that. It's like, as the more I read and the more I read and was looking things up, it's like, the more I understood how little I knew about heaven. And it's like, boy, it raised a whole lot more questions than it answered. And you know, the part of this, the scripture there is, today you will be with me in paradise. You know, Jesus says today. That means today, not tomorrow, not in the future, but today, not when he comes back again. But he told this man that today, they're minutes away from dying, both of them. Today you will be with me in paradise. Now, what that looks like, that raises a whole lot of questions. I can't answer that. I'm not that smart in this part of it. And it's like, okay, when Pastor Chris gets back, we're going to talk to him about having a sermon on that. So to do some more study. But there's just so many things in here that was just so intriguing to me. But the point of the matter is, in order, the whole purpose of what we do, why we're here tonight, why we come on Sunday mornings, why we do all of these things, is to worship with other fellow believers and to reach that destination. And without Jesus Christ, without accepting him, without repenting of our sins and acknowledging our sinful nature, and without truly believing in him, we can't reach that destination. You know, it's all about Jesus. And it's this time of year, again, we talk about the cross, we talk about the resurrection, we talk about salvation, but that's what it is. That's what it's about. That's what Christians believe, and that's the whole story right there. You can sum it up in Jesus is our Savior. And that's it. So I'm certainly not a Bible scholar. I won't go toe-to-toe with Pastor Chris or anybody, you know, on Scripture and that, but I sure like to learn. And again, in the busyness of our week, you know, sometimes it's like, well, I really didn't get a chance to read Scripture like I should have read. You know, that's part of that fog. That's, you know, that's the things that we've got to keep battling. We've got to make that and focus on that. But I know one thing, and that's the thing that carries me on now as I go and as we grow, is that Jesus is the only way to attain our destination. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the only way that we're going to make it into heaven. And no matter what anybody says, you know, there's a lot of different opinions and a lot of different things out there, you know, that will, oh, no, you know, if I'm a good person, all that. Well, the unfortunate part of it is you can be as good as you want to be, but if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life and you have not accepted him as your Savior, you're not going to make the destination of heaven. And, you know, it says that in the Bible, you know, many, many places. Without Christ, you will not be going to heaven. You will not be saved. So, you know, today, you know, there are battles in that. One other scripture I wanted to read here in to give us some encouragement. You know, this is Paul. All the hardships that Paul faced. You know, he was imprisoned. He was beaten. He was just all the things, but he never gave up. He continued to battle and to preach and to spread the word of Jesus Christ. And you think about back in those times, he didn't have the luxury of reading the Bible. They were creating the Bible as they were going. You know, so they didn't have history to look back on. And I've often wondered if we were back then, or if Christ were just now coming for the first time, would we be one of those disciples that accepted him and believed him and followed him? You know, that's a whole different dynamic of those guys following him and going through all the hardships. But here's what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. He understood without a doubt that he was going to heaven. And the reason he was going to heaven was because he was following Christ. He knew Christ was the answer, and he knew he was the only way to get there. And he was willing to be imprisoned. He was willing to be beaten. And he was willing to make that sacrifice. And so today, I ask, or we all need to ask ourselves, are we saved? Do we want to be saved? Do we want to reach that destination? So today, I ask, if you are not, if you have questions, talk to somebody. You know, read the scripture. Make a commitment to Christ, because that's what it's all about. It's all about having Jesus Christ in your life and spending your day, every day, doing something for Christ in servitude of Christ. If you know of somebody that needs saved, bring them in. We've got some empty chairs here. We could bring a lot more people in here. You know, let's fill this place up. Let's invite people to come in, especially people who have not committed their lives to Christ. Maybe, you know, they're too busy, or they're just, I'm not into that. We'll just tell them, hey, come in. You know, let's why don't you just give it a try and see what we're offering here. So tonight, let's just make sure that we're ready. Think about that this week as we're going through the week. You know, when you're something's going wrong, things aren't going well, and you're frustrated, and you know you're tired, and all this stuff's going on. I gotta push that fog away, because in the end, Christ wins, and as long as we've got Him, we win too. Let us pray.